These men are members of the Infidels Motorcycle Club. The US biker gang has a history of hostility to Islam. They're also working for a firm which guards sites where aid is being distributed in Gaza. We've identified 10 members of the biker gang who've been working for UG Solutions, or UGS, a private contractor with the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, the controversial aid operation backed by Israel and the US. Set up by US military veterans of the Iraq War, members see themselves as modern crusaders. Many of them have the Crusader Cross tattooed on their bodies or hands, as well as 1095, when the then Pope attacked all Muslims as a vile race.
Putting the Infidels Biker Club in charge of delivering humanitarian aid in Gaza is like putting the KKK in charge of delivering humanitarian aid in Sudan. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's bound to lead to violence, and that's exactly what we've seen happen in Gaza.
The gang's leader, Johnny Taz Mulford, is a former sergeant in the U.S. Army who was punished for conspiracy to commit bribery, theft, and making false statements to military authorities. He's been the country team leader running UG Solutions contract in Gaza. We've identified three leading members of Infidels MC who've also had senior roles in Gaza. One of the UGS recruits has a firm that sells T-shirts, including one which has the slogan "Embrace Violence," and another which says "Surf all day, rockets all night, Gaza, summer 25. From the end of May to early September, 1,135 children, women and men were killed near GHF sites seeking food, according to the UN. GHF says it has a strict zero-tolerance policy toward any hateful or discriminatory behaviour and said Johnny Mulford has not been involved with GHF since August. UGS says Mr. Mulford is no longer in Gaza, but did not leave for any performance reason and was still active in UGS. It says it doesn't screen people out for affiliations unrelated to job performance.